Over the last few weeks, the big budget leaks have been in the big capital city newspapers. Changes to pensions and benefits, taxes and co-payments. Yet the Border Mail, with a circulation of 25,000, had an exclusive of its own this week. After 41 years, the government-owned Albury-Wodonga Corporation, set up under Gough Whitlam, will be shut down. James Carlton reports.
The twin cities of Albury and Wodonga straddle the Murray River. Albury in New South Wales, Wodonga in Victoria. Only five people work at the Albury-Wodonga Corporation. It's but a shadow of what it once was. Though its closure represents the final chapter in a story that began 41 years ago. Then Labor Prime Minister Gough Whitlam joined two Liberal Premiers, Dick Hamer and Bob Askin, with the joint ambition of building a large, great, inland city. With money from Canberra and cooperation from Melbourne and Sydney, Gough Whitlam made the announcement at the Albury Civic Centre with the two Liberal Premiers by his side.
A very large inland city can now be created through our cooperative efforts. Governments, in fact, can create a great city in inland Australia.
And a new inland city was needed to take the population pressure off Sydney and Melbourne. Urban sprawl was fast outstripping the state government's ability to provide schools, roads and services. Bruce Penne is historian at Charles Sturt University.
There was large areas in Western Sydney, for example, that had no sewerage, and there weren't community facilities. They just seemed to be growing willy-nilly. In 1973, Whitlam launched an experiment, and this was to develop big new cities away from Melbourne and Sydney. Albury-Wodonga was to be the iconic development, and this would relieve the pressure on the metropolitan areas. They were out to build another Canberra.
And this was to be achieved with the government buying 24,000 hectares of farmland at top dollar and compulsorily in some cases. The Albury-Wodonga Development Corporation built thousands of homes, half a dozen industrial estates, Commonwealth public servants were moved in from Canberra, millions of trees were planted and land provided for two universities and two TAFE campuses. It was nation-building, Gough Whitlam style. It even had its own theme song.
The growing place!
And grow it did, but nowhere near Gough Whitlam's ambitious target. He wanted a city of 300,000 people. And at the launch, he was asked when that would be achieved.
In my lifetime.
25 years.
You flatter me.
Of course, Gough Whitlam is still alive, not 25, but 41 years on. And Albury-Wodonga's population today is 100,000, not 300,000. At the time, the question was asked, what should this great new city be called? Remember, Whitlam's minister was Tom Uren, and the premiers, Hamer and Askin.
I'd suggested Askinville, and then it was suggested Hamerton. Both the eponymous heroes declined the honour. Someone suggested Uranopolis, or some less seemly variation still. But if you insist, I'll accept Whitlamabad.
In spite of the options on offer, Albury and Wodonga kept their names. And while their population is just a third of what Whitlam hoped, Bruce Penne says there's still much to be proud of. The federal government made a good investment.
Commonwealth put up $40 million, of which Albury-Wodonga has repaid $320 million. There's not too many urban development programs that actually return money to government, and this is one of them. At about the same time, government was putting in a lot of money into putting the sewerage systems in Melbourne and Sydney, and none of that was repaid, but Albury-Wodonga was a repayment job.
Moreover, it was a lesson to other communities that straddle state and territory borders on the benefits of cooperation.
Gold Coast Tweed, Canberra Queanbeyan, Albury and Wodonga are cross-border conglomerates, and it's important that we look at how cross-border communities work their way through the differences that come through it from Australian Federation. Albury-Wodonga kind of illustrates a stubborn togetherness. Here people have tried to make sense of living on the straddle between the way two sovereign states rub against each other. And it's important in Australia that we see our border problem as being internal borders as well as external, that we make sure that our state borders are elastic. A quarter of the population of Wodonga goes to work in Albury every day, and a quarter of Wodonga's workforce comes from Albury. So we've got one labour market, one hospital, and we have one daily newspaper and one ABC station.
But according to the Border Mail exclusive, there won't be a government-run Albury-Wodonga Corporation after tonight's budget. It used to employ more than 100 people and manage 24,000 hectares of land. But its land stock diminished under Fraser, Hawke and Keating. Now just 5 staff are left, managing only 1,000 hectares and 50 vacant home sites. The 5 jobs will go, and the remaining land will be transferred to the finance department for eventual sale. A story 41 years in the making that ends tonight.
There's so much to do and so much to see. Come and join us here in Albury Wodonga, Australia's great new horizon.
James Carlton reporting there.